Definitions are important. How important? The Modern Catholic Dictionary that I have on my desk defines the word definition as the following: a statement either declaring the meaning of a term or explaining what an essence is. Yet sadly, much of our society seems to think that the definitions of many time-honored terms are not that important. Such folks and institutions consider definitions a bit of a plaything to be adjusted to suit the trends of the day. Yet, such an approach of definition, it really does fly in the face of Catholic tradition. For those interested in the root cause of today's willy-nilly changing of definitions, marriage, to name but one, look up the philosophical notion of nominalism. That's your $20 philosophical word for today. If you want to know the backstory to all this, look up nominalism. For those more interested in a down-to-earth homily than a philosophy lecture, let's take a practical example from the gospel to show the importance of a term's definition. The apostles wanted an increase in something, did they not? So they specifically asked for an increase in that thing. They asked for an increase of faith. But what is faith? Why did they want such an increase, and what would an increase in faith really mean for them? You see, right before they ask for that increase, Jesus had given them the really hard teaching of, and I'm sure you remember this one, if your brother wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, "I am sorry," you should forgive him every time. So with their minds sufficiently blown, they ask for the faith to be able to be that forgiving. And right here is where the definition of faith comes in. Faith, according to that Modern Catholic Dictionary I have on my desk by one Father John A. Hardin, Jesuit, faith is the acceptance of the word of another, trusting that one knows what the other is saying and is honest in telling the truth. The basic motive of all faith is the authority or right to be believed of someone who is speaking. The apostles ask for an increase in faith so as to be able to fully trust in what Jesus is teaching them. It is the right and just response to any teaching coming from God. And now for the "what's this got to do with me, Father?" part of the homily. When you hear the challenging doctrines of the Catholic Church, do you ask for an increase of faith? It has been my experience that most, not all, but most people almost immediately go into combat mode against the teachings of the church, or they find the ways and means around the difficult questions or doctrines. The apostles, in this instance, chose the best and really only way to respond to Jesus. Please, Lord, increase our faith. If you build this request into your regular Catholic practice, it will curb and possibly shut down any need to dissent, avoid, battle, or be the passive-aggressive one towards the Church's divine doctrines and dogmas. Because trust me on this, God has created this world and ordered it as He has for our best interests, for our best interests. And the teachings of Jesus are all absolutely trustworthy, and therefore they are worthy of our absolute faith. And to boot, Jesus Christ has sent His Holy Spirit among us so that we might persevere in the faith. And because you cannot see my written word, I'll assure you that that last usage of the word faith was the proper noun, capital F. We Catholics use the proper noun because we understand that our faith in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is the one, holy, universal. By the way, that's the Greek root of the meaning of the word Catholic, universal. The one, holy, universal, and apostolic faith, capital F. So please, pray, request, and even annoy God with your pleading for an increase of faith. It is the way forward that will lead you deeper into the faith. It's that exact faith which is the Holy Trinity's ordained way to eternal salvation.